This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Michigan Campaign Finance Network Director Rich Robinson tells us why so much of the money donated to candidates running for Michigan Supreme Court is unreported and unregulated. But first, much has been said and written since the Supreme Court ruling that found that marriage is a legal right extended to same-sex couples in the United States. We're going to spend some time with a couple from Kalamazoo whose marriage is now recognized in Michigan because of the Supreme Court's ruling. We were put in touch with Jonathan and Gabriel Renteria Elie by the Kalamazoo Gay and Lesbian Resource Center. Gabriel and Jonathan, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves to begin with. When did you first meet?
Gosh, we met probably back in, 2007? Mm-hmm. Something like that. And I'd actually just moved here from Los Angeles, where I grew up. And I came for my job to play with the symphony. And I was holding a Thanksgiving that November at my place. And it happened to be a gay Thanksgiving.
And that's where... Yeah, it was for people that might not have families to go home to. And I was just dropping off dessert on my way to my family Thanksgiving, which I wasn't all that thrilled about going to at the time, because there was some tension in my family at the time with me coming out. And Gabriel answered the door, and I was kind of taken with him. And so the whole time I was at my family's, I wanted to get back to their Thanksgiving. And
So he purposely left his cookie sheet so he could come back and pick it up later.
Well played. And at what point would you say you really started a relationship?
Well, probably within maybe 3 or 4 months, we kind of started to get a little bit more, you know, regular dating. And
at what point did you start talking about marriage?
Gosh, that probably took, 3 years?
Yeah.
Probably about 3 years. And then, you know, we kind of had the talk about, you know, where we thought our relationship was going and what we wanted to do, whether we wanted to have a family, whether we wanted to, you know, settle down and get married. And at that point, of course, marriage, you know, in terms of the legality of it, didn't exist for us. So it would have been really a ceremony that we would have been talking about at that point.
Which is what we planned. And then we had a ceremony with our close friends and some family in 2011. A friend officiated and we made our vows, but there was no contract, you know, no recognition. We were still considered roommates by the state of Michigan and the country.
But you did eventually get married. Where and when did that happen?
In 2013, after the Defense of Marriage Act was struck down by the Supreme Court, we went back to California, where Gabriel is from, and we got the license there.
Yeah. And I mean, for us, of course, our marriage was the initial one that we had our ceremony. And this was kind of, you know, jumping through the hoops and getting the certificate so that at least we have some rights.
Yeah, because at that point, at least if we went to a hospital that took federal money, then they would have to recognize the marriage. So, you know, we could visit each other, you know, in case of emergency or something like that.
And right.
So there were a bundle of rights that came just federally. Social Security benefits, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And this was because the Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act.
Yes. Yes.
This right now, when you look back on that, it seems like a small step towards the greater victory in the same-sex marriage case or marriage equality case. But for gay couples at the time, how important was that, especially for a couple like yourself who, yes, could go to California and get married, but then plan to come back to Michigan where it was not going to be recognized by this state?
Right. Well, it was, you know, ultimately a tiny little step, but for us, it still felt quite huge just to have those basic rights. When we would file our taxes, we had to do the two separate ones, a joint federal and then separate Michigan.
Yeah, we had just single state taxes, but married joint federal taxes.
Right. But it was still huge again because of that. You know, even just knowing that if something happened, we would have at least some protection.
Yeah, that was a big step in just, yeah. I mean, for the whole country, really.
And, right.
And the future marriage cases that, you know, went through the court system in each state were citing that. So it really helped a lot and it was very big.
Yeah. So at that point, it was kind of like the tumble of all the rocks that eventually would lead to what happened on Friday.
And where were you when you heard that the U.S. Supreme Court had issued a ruling that said that marriage is a fundamental right extended to all couples, including same-sex couples?
Well, I was at work watching the Supreme Court blog roll, and there's a huge buildup of anxiety each day that there's a decisions released, because you don't know what's going to be on the docket. You just have to wait and see. So every day there's this big buildup, and then usually a letdown. But that day, 10 o'clock, I'm watching the blog roll, and just one word came up. It said marriage, and my heart stopped. Cause like, this is it. They're gonna do it. And then the next one, it said Kennedy majority 5-4, we won. And I leapt out of my chair. I was so excited. And I immediately tried to call Gabriel and couldn't get a hold of him for about an hour.
I wasn't expecting the ruling to happen till maybe Monday. And so I wasn't, I didn't have my phone with me, and I was out having breakfast with a friend of mine who's turning 80 this month, and he happens to be gay himself. And so we were just out to breakfast, and finally when I came back to my phone, I saw that I had several missed calls, and that's when I found out about the news.
And our friend, he never thought this would happen. He was astonished, 80 years old. He's seen so much history and, gone through so much.
Right.
How important does it feel to you that now your marriage in the state you live is recognized?
Oh, I mean, it's very important. It was such an emotional experience. I mean, there was a celebration with the community at Bronson Park that evening, and gosh, people were just in tears.
Yeah, it's very important. And Justice Kennedy mentioned the dignity that was finally extended to us, by recognizing our marriage. Like I said before, the state of Michigan considered us roommates, and we've both been turned away trying to get our driver's license updated with our correct name at the Secretary of State. So there's a dignity that comes with it, and that's very powerful.
Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous. We came back to Michigan after having the legal marriage certificate from California, and we tried changing our names, and we did it through the passport, no problem. Through Social Security, no problem. But once we get to the Secretary of State, we had those documents and they just would not take it.
You mentioned before that you've had some discussion about starting a family. Still interested in that?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you taken any steps about it? Talked to adoption agencies, anything like that?
We're still a few years away, so we haven't started that yet. But that kind of started the whole thing with Michigan, with April DeBoer and Jane Rouse. It was just trying to have them both on their children's adoption paperwork that started it all. So we owe them a lot. And
right. When we talked about it, like I said, we would probably never have imagined that this was going to happen. And so part of the reason we wanted to wait was, enjoy ourselves in the marriage without having that extra responsibility. And also just to see what happens with rights, the legal thing. We have so many friends who have been in long-term committed relationships, and they had to spend thousands of dollars on lawyer fees just to get those very basic rights. And one, we don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend on legal fees, so we wanted to wait a little bit, and now it's getting to the point where it's some of those steps are becoming a little bit easier.
Does the Supreme Court decision move up the timetable at all, where you say, well, our marriage is recognized in Michigan, perhaps maybe it's time to start moving a little bit on the idea of adopting?
I wouldn't say it necessarily moves up the time. At this point, when we first talked about it, we said, well, let's wait about 10 years or so. And at this point, it's probably, what, like 3 or 4 years away, which is close enough.
It'll probably be a 2-3 year process. So we'll have to start
within
the next
year or two. Yeah.
What obstacles do you see out there in terms of acceptance? For instance, it is still legal in the state of Michigan to fire somebody simply because they're gay. Do you see some of those things as being the next step now that gay marriage has been settled by the Supreme Court?
Yes, I believe, just having a ruling saying that 14th Amendment applies to us is huge. And we do have a long ways to go in the state, but hopefully we'll, use this momentum and go on to the next battle. Our transgender brothers and sisters have, an even harder battle than we have. And, people in Lansing working against them and against us as well. But I think they get a harder time than even we do when people are still, you know, working out of fear and ignorance. So.
Right. And I mean, it's going to change eventually. How quickly it happens, I don't know. But just even with the younger generations, you see that acceptance and that, and just that freedom of expression, even amongst themselves.
I wonder if there's also a component to this Supreme Court ruling that kind of goes beyond its legal ramifications, and that is just maybe societal acceptance. You know, Jonathan, you mentioned that your family had some tensions over you coming out. And I'm wondering if you think that the fact that now the Supreme Court has put its mark on this decision maybe means that for somebody in future years, their family will view it differently when they come home and break the news to them.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, just having that recognition on that kind of level, I mean, it's just going to affect people subconsciously, even if they don't necessarily are aware of it. It's, you know, we have that, I don't want to say stamp of approval, but I mean, you know, that recognition there.
As more people see that the sky hasn't fallen
today,
and it probably won't tomorrow, I think they'll maybe start to relax a little bit about things.
Gabriel and Jonathan, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Jonathan and Gabriel Renteria Elie were married in California in 2013. That marriage is now recognized in Michigan, thanks to the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling.